So we're going to talk about the disclosure of medical information, but we're going to talk about it in a slightly narrower context than you may be used to. And we're going to talk about it from the perspective of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, and really how that applies to employers and what HIPAA says you can and can't do. So if you guys have questions during the course of my presentation, feel free to ask. I know we don't have a lot of time here, so I want to make sure that you get your questions answered. So there's a lot of laws that govern the use and disclosure of medical information. HIPAA, which is what we'll talk about today, the Genetic Information and Non-Discrimination Act, and then there's also a bunch of Texas state laws. But HIPAA is unique in that it only applies to group health plans. So that's what's called as covered entities. So HIPAA applies to group health plans, medical providers, and health clearinghouses. So the key is HIPAA doesn't apply to an employer unless an employer is a medical provider. So you only have to worry about HIPAA if you're a medical provider or if you have a group health plan. You also have to worry about HIPAA if you're what is known as a business associate. And that's if you perform services for covered entities. So examples would be if you are a third-party administrator of a group health plan. So then you are also subject to HIPAA. So what is a group health plan? Sounds pretty innocuous. So obviously medical, dental, vision plans. It also includes things known as health flexible spending accounts, which are plans that you contribute pre-tax money to and can get reimbursement of medical expenses. It includes long-term care insurance, employee assistance plans, and then it also includes the medical component of any Texas occupational injury benefit plan.